No, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about these potholes. 0845955567. Want all our listeners on Pothole Watch this morning if you're out and about, and it's safe to do so. Call us and let us know the worst potholes in Northern Ireland, because it is National Pothole Day. I didn't know that it was National Pothole Day, but one man who certainly does is the UKIP MLA, David McNary. He's called for a massive local response. Let's start it here this morning. 0845955578 in support of National Pothole Whole day, because he says we have potholes galore. David McNary's on the line now. He's on the Regional Development Committee. So how many potholes do we have, David, do you think?
Thousands. And that's the problem. We actually don't have an accurate survey of how many they are. But they sprout up overnight. They're lurking there in the dark when you're driving along, and then all of a sudden you're sucked into one. They can cause serious accidents. They can do damage to your vehicles, and they're a dangerous nuisance. And, you know, it sums it all up when an issue like potholes has become included in what's now National Pothole Day. That just confirms how angry public opinion is about these potholes. And
yes, well, this is a UK-wide thing. They have a website and everything going for this, haven't they?
It is, yes, and you can get on Twitter about it. And I think the campaigners are really caught on, and they're launching an awareness day. This isn't actually a celebration, calling it National Pothole Day. It's actually highlighting a national catastrophe.
And it's much worse in the winter, isn't it? Because, as you say, they can sort of be on top of you before you realise it, and all of a sudden you're in one or swerving trying to avoid one because you haven't seen it coming.
It actually is worse here in Northern Ireland when the department in charge of potholes, in charge of roads, they recently issued a proclamation on potholes saying that they won't be repaired because there's no money. And the problem is, as Nicola and the Reverend were pointing out there, some potholes would be allowed to turn into pits and craters.
Well, the department have told us, they've given us a statement, and they're saying that they prioritise all defects, and their aim is to repair or make safe over 90% of the most serious defects within five working days.
Let's maybe talk about being economic with the truth. The fact about it is, only last December, I questioned the Director of Finance in the department about potholes, and it's actually recorded and answered. She told me potholes that are unfixed, and wait for this, they will have a knock-on effect on public liability. To the extent, she also told me that they're setting aside £4.5 million for compensation and for liability claims, because the potholes weren't fixed and people drove in them. And yet they're saying £4.5 million being set aside, Joel, but yet they're saying they've no money to fix
it. Yeah, but the statement also says that despite budget restrictions, that we are still meeting 90% within 5 days.
That's a load of nonsense.
Load of tarmac, is it?
They have 915 claims at the end of November on potholes for public liability, sitting with them in the course of the past year. That's just up to the end of November. That's what the department told me. It's on record. And no matter what they say, I remember a couple of years ago, Joel, I did a survey with my local paper asking motorists in my area, in a small area, to report potholes that were bothering them by the end of the month. In that time, I had over 270 notified potholes. So now we have a chance, we actually have a chance to make a national issue out of potholes. And you just cannot turn around and say 90-95% are prioritised. I don't know whether you saw the story in the Belfast Telegraph on Monday or Tuesday. They actually reported one road, the Newton Arch Road in Belfast, had the same hole revisited 452 times.
Yeah, but is 90%, given the budgetary constraints, is 90% not a pretty good figure?
It is if you believe it.
You don't believe it?
I don't believe it, and I see no evidence for it.
And we'll want to get this massive response this morning if we can. We'll get some of the calls even after 10 as well.
I want to ask something else as well.
I mean, the budget later today, we're going to get details of. If there's more money for Danny Kennedy, do you want to see him prioritising it on potholes as opposed to maybe street lighting or gritting or the other issues that he has?
They all are an accumulation of priorities. Street lighting is as valuable to the community. all you get, again, you're worried about safety. Potholes is causing more problems than Danny Kennedy's ever going to admit. Is he going to get more money for doing these priority things, or is he going to give the money he's getting to TransLink, which is a waste of money?
Well, you want him to spend it in potholes. 0845955678 for the calls on potholes. Mary's on the line. Mary, you've come across one of these bad potholes, have you?
I did the other day in front of the Two Chefs restaurant on the old Warren Point Road in Uri.
Uh-huh. How big is it? How bad is it?
It's massive because my wheel went down it.
Your wheel went down it?
Yes.
And any damage or...?
My tyre.
Your tyre?
Yeah, a wrecked the tyre.
So...?
But I've reported that quite often down there.
And so it's been there for a while and nobody's really done anything about it?
No, nothing has been done.
And it's a frightening thing when it happens, isn't it, when the old tyre goes down the pothole?
It really is. It is, yes.
So that's one. Well, Mary, you've got the ball rolling for us this morning anyway, so hopefully we'll hear about a few more of these and we can bring it to people's attention at least. Where exactly is that again for anybody in that neck of the woods?
The Two Chefs restaurant on the old Warren Point Road in Uri.